Summit News, Thursday, May 9th, 2013. £60 million cost for sprinklers in all tower block flats. Council recommends feasibility study into new safety systems. Fitting sprinkler systems to dozens of Southwark's high-rise buildings following the Lakenal house fire that killed six people in 2009 could cost almost £60 million. Judge Francis Kirkham asked the council to investigate the possibility of installing the life-saving devices after the inquest verdict in March. The jury, who recorded six narrative verdicts for the women and children who died in the Camberwell Tower block fire, criticised the council for its serious failures, which led to the swift spread of flames. Considering the retrofitting of sprinkler systems in the borough's 68 blocks that are taller than 10 stories, was one of the coroner's recommendations, as well as better signage to direct residents to escape routes and handing out plans of buildings which are five stories and above to the fire brigade. However, in a report to the council's cabinet, officers have already admitted that legal obstacles prevent all of the recommendations being implemented. Around 7,803 flats would need sprinklers at the cost of £7,500 for each flat, the report said. But it made plain that there was currently no provision in the budget to meet that kind of bill. Industry standard sprinklers are bright orange, not particularly aesthetically pleasing. Work to install them would be disruptive, costly for leaseholders, and possibly disturb asbestos. The report also threw up legal obstacles to the idea. Under current law, leaseholders would not have to agree to the work. Councillor Ian Wingfield, the deputy leader of the council and head of housing, said, "Some of the recommendations have already been completed by the council, not least because of the dedicated fire safety team, which already coordinates the council's landlord responsibilities for fire safety. Others are of national significance for all landlords of social rented property, and as such require a coordinated response in partnership with other housing providers, government, and the expert advice of strategic fire authorities. We never forget the families and all those affected by the fire, and the need to reassure all of the council's residents that we have an enduring and ongoing commitment to fire safety. We take these recommendations seriously and ideally would like to act on all of them. However, it should be noted that there are legal obstacles detailed in this report that would prevent full progression of some of the recommendations. Southwark council officers have now recommended a full feasibility study into sprinklers, which could take 6 months to complete. Councillor Tim McNally acknowledged the tragedy of the fire, but said sprinklers may be a recommendation too far. "I think sprinklers are very problematic," he said. "It would be quite expensive for leaseholders. There's no real proof that sprinklers would make a significant difference to the normal compartmentation." But, he added, it was right to investigate the possibility.